One last stop on the FanDuel Sportsbook Chicago Blackhawks pregame show. Hawks hosting the St. Louis Blues here at the United Center. But, boy, we've got a special guest here. Kurt Busch, NASCAR driver and champion, joining us here on the FanDuel Sportsbook pregame show. You've had a busy day today, huh, Kurt?
Well, thank you, guys. I'm in the driver's seat. Thank you so much for having me. And it's really neat to take in everything around Chicago with the Bulls, with the Cubbies, Blackhawks tonight. Man, if the Bears were playing, I would have had a quadfecta.
Quadfecta? Yeah.
Trifecta? I know I got the trifecta.
I hear there's Chicagoland ties to the family, which I had no idea.
Yes, sir. So my dad grew up in Schaumburg. My mom's from Arlington Heights. They both went to Arlington Heights High School.
Wow.
And they've been married 50 years. High school sweethearts. But they moved out to Las Vegas, and that's where I grew up. And I didn't have sports teams to root for, but I had WGN.
Wow.
So I'm a WGN baby, so that's where I got my Cubbies, that's where I got the Bears, that's where I got the Bulls.
That's
Blackhawks too. Yeah, like I'm a Chicago guy, but I'm not from here.
Well, and that's cool because I heard you doing an interview earlier today on NHL SiriusXM talking about your blue collar roots. I mean, you grew up with a hardworking family, huh? And you just never lost that trait.
Yeah, my dad was an auto mechanic, and then he was a tool salesman, but he was always teaching me about cars. And I didn't get to really start racing until I was 16. So that's later. For most kids, a lot of kids now are like 8 to 10 and they're already doing go-karts and things. So for me, it was a late start. It was more of a hobby. Never knew that things would end up this big, and I've been very blessed and privileged to have a nice 23 years in NASCAR.
How cool is it to have a race back in Chicago?
So yeah, with the Chicago Street Race, like, this is insane. NASCAR's never done this type of layout. It's a street course in the city. Like, normally we're on ovals.
Yeah.
Normally we're on closed course road courses. And so it's a 12-turn, 2.2-mile road course, street course. And it's down Columbus. It's on Lakeshore Drive. Yep. And then Michigan Ave is going to be bonkers. It's really going to be a lot of fun, unique, and challenging for our sport. So our sport's ready to do new things like this. This is very different, and they're ready.
How do the drivers receive this type of a course?
So
it's obviously way different.
Yeah, it's going to be technical and tight and different, but as long as you embrace it with that whole exuberance of fun and uniqueness, it should work out. But the whole weekend's going to have concerts, festivals, 3, 4, 5 days of fun all down in Grant Park. And then I'm hearing a few other drivers might get us some boats that they can park down there on off of Lakeshore Drive.
Yeah, it looks like the Chainsmokers, Miranda Lambert, the Black Crows, Charlie Crockett. Well, you know, I don't think the drivers will have too many complications with it. They'll just have to ask some of the maniacs that drive on the street every day in Chicago how they get around doing it, right?
That's the best part. It's like, you can be doing 150 down Lakeshore and not get a ticket during this race if you're a NASCAR guy. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Cut off the cameras, maybe. Hopefully they cut off the red light cameras. John Weideman's going to jump in.
Cab drivers, there you go, got my level. Cab drivers trade paint every day on Michigan Avenue. I know that once that green flag drops, you guys are going to be getting competitive. I mean, after all, it's a race. Talk about that.
I mean, look at the layout with the 2.2-mile course. You got a tight left-hander for turn one, a tight right-hander for turn two.
Right.
But this sector over here, that's where your speed is. That's 150 miles an hour. But then this area over here is super tight, turn four and five. But then I'm really worried about turn seven when you turn on the Michigan Avenue.
Yeah.
Here's the issue. There's a subway tunnel.
Oh, yeah.
I know it well. Yeah.
Don't want to drop down in there. You want to stay on Michigan Ave. So there's the challenges, there's the fun, but everybody needs to respect each other with this event and put on a good show. All around, it's a huge win for Chicago. It's a huge win for NASCAR and the state
Absolutely.
Of Illinois.
Absolutely.
Where's Pit Row?
Pit Road's going to be on Columbus, right here with Buckingham Fountain. So I think that road is about 6 lanes wide. We'll race on about 4 lanes of it, and then 2 lanes will be pit road.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. It's going to be like, again, just take it all in, come out for practices, come out for qualifying. The race on Sunday, July 2nd, is going to be the show.
Now, you know every city is going to want a copy after what Chicago does. You know that they're going to be copycat cities stepping forward. Oh, we can do better than that, but this is going to be the start. It's very cool.
Now, this is huge for NASCAR. I mean, Formula One has done street courses before.
Right.
IndyCar versus like Long Beach. But F1 is doing Vegas later this year. But this will set a tone for NASCAR in a new, unique way.
Huh? Again, the Grand Park 220 Cup Series race, July 2nd, a 12-turn, 2.2-mile course through the city's most iconic landmarks. What was going through your mind the moment that they came to you and said, hey, we're going to do this in Chicago?
Are we really going to do it? But I do have a quick side note. Back in the 90s, I mean, I'm getting old now. I'm 44 years old. I raced around the L.A. Coliseum in a NASCAR car in a street race. So literally on Figueroa, down by the Rose Garden, around the Coliseum, through the parking lots. We pulled off a NASCAR race back in the 90s, and nobody really knows about it.
I was probably playing at night there. I know exactly what you're talking.
What's one thing that a lot of people would be surprised about professional drivers that they just might not know about?
You know what? It's the commitment and the specialization of what we have to do as our craft. So a lot of it is around strength training. Wow. A lot of it is around hydration, stretching. I'm 40-ish, and I've been doing yoga lately, and I'm trying to teach a lot of the young kids about how to mentally prep and stretch and be part of that feel for their races. And you know where I learned it from? I learned it from the Chicago Cubs training camp.
Oh, wow.
Yes, Theo Epstein. He goes, hey, do you do yoga? I'm like, no. He goes, you probably should. You have to always evolve. And there's so much simulation work now. There's so much commitment towards things off the track versus on the track. So it's like on the ice is one thing, right, tonight? Yeah. On the court or on the field, on the track. But there's so much behind the scenes that athletes have to go through, and not a lot of NASCAR guys get respect for it.
In a lot of ways, when I played way back in the day in the 80s, things were a little bit different now. When you look back and you talk to some of the older drivers, the way that they approached a race compared to all the support that, you know, that you have now compared to back in those days, it must be just mind-boggling to realize what they were doing compared to what NASCAR is today.
Yes, sir. What I see in a simple way to explain it is in the details. It's all in the numbers. Like if you said, all right, it took 2 seconds for something to happen, now it's down to 1.984 seconds. Like everything.
But those are probably valuable 0.2 seconds.
Yeah, and that's where you have to really get into the nitty-gritty and the details on things. It used to be kind of, you saw it, we all saw it, but now you get bang, 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 bang. You get into the details.
Analytics is a part of just about every sport. Why not NASCAR?
Yes, sir. That's exactly what everything is going towards, and is finding that, but not focusing on it too much while you're still driving. You got to still make your reactions and your gut instincts while you're out there on the track.
Well, I like every other sport.
Well, that's what I keep saying. It's just like the eye test to me. It's just like, you know, you have to react to what's going on there. You can use the underlying numbers to support, but it can't be the main focus, in my opinion.
You just got to have it kind of in your side pocket or in the back of your brain, but then you still use your talent and you use teamwork to push all that further to succeed.
Well, yeah. Speaking of all your evolution, are you shooting the puck tonight?
I heard there might be a puck that I might be shoving at a net. I'm the worst on skates. I can't figure out skates. I don't know why.
Well, don't worry about it because you're on a carpet.
Is there a carpet?
Yeah, you just have to get out there.
And no one told you. Skates.
I feel so much better.
There you go.
Do you have any background in shooting a puck at all?
Thank you, guys. Well, I was stressing for a little bit.
No, you're going to be
You'll be fine.
You're going to be fine.
I love hockey. I love basketball. I love baseball, football. Like all sports here in Chicago, of course. But for me, I cannot figure out ice skates. Okay? I can't. I don't know. I struggle.
You know, and I'm not saying anything about the other sports, but if you play hockey, there's a prerequisite. You have to learn how to skate before you can play hockey.
Yeah.
And that's unlike any other sport. And I've been around, like, a lot of the 80 Bears and all this kind of stuff, and I've been on the ice with these guys, and they're great athletes. But they can't skate, and they can barely stand up on the ice. And I always tell little kids when I do hockey camps and stuff, I says, and I used to use Michael Jordan as an example, but now it's, pick a recent name that these kids identify with. And he says, if you played a one-on-one game of hockey with some of the greatest athletes in the world, who do you think is going to win? And these little kids are just kind of like, I said, you are, because you can skate, and they don't know how to skate, which is a fact.
I agree with that.
Which
I agree 100%.
Cool.
It's like riding a horse, and then if you're going to play polo or, be in a Kentucky Derby, you got to know the horse. You got to be able to do one thing first and then be able to apply the next step. Hockey, to me, is one of the most difficult sports. It's not as respected as much as it should be, and the athleticism of these guys and the push and the speed of this game is incredible. And so I just love to show appreciation to hockey athletes and all different other athletes.
Well, I will say this. Drivers are athletes. They are.
Well, thank you.
And because I sit here and there's going no way in the world am I getting behind the wheel and be bumper to bumper at 160 miles an hour or whatever. There's no chance in the world I'm going to be sitting in your seat.
Oh, thank you. It's fun to tell stories sometimes where we're drafting at 200 miles an hour and the guy's like 2 inches from you and it's like, that's normal. People get all weird about
That's not normal. That's not normal.
What are you talking about? It's totally normal.
We do that on the Eisenhower every day. What are you talking about?
Right? Yeah. Well, Kurt, thank you very much for the time. I know you're a busy guy, but we really appreciate and again encourage everyone to check out the Grant Park 220 Cup Series. Best of luck at the Shoot the Puck competition.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it again. This is cool atmosphere. I love hockey. I love the atmosphere here in Chicago. So.
That is NASCAR driver and champion, Kurt
Busch. Thanks for joining us, Kurt.
John Weideman and Troy Murray have the call next. Blackhawks hosting the St. Louis Blues here at the United Center. You've been listening to the FanDuel Sportsbook Chicago Blackhawks pregame show, 720 WGN.